Jimmy, I think fair to say a little bit mixed, but you got the job done in the end, didn't you?
Yeah, we got the job done. I think first half we had opportunities to really control the game and maybe miss those opportunities. Obviously going one goal up and fairly confident that we can speak at half-time and address some of the things that we could have been better and could have improved on. And the start of the second half, in all honesty, we started very, very flat. You know, the first 10, 15 minutes, we didn't get going and allow them into the game and allow them to grow some momentum.
But to have somebody like Dwight Gayle on the pitch is always going to be a threat, and he proved his worth massively again today, didn't he?
Yeah, I think we're a big, big threat in the final third. You know, obviously his goal tally this year has been excellent. I said before and previously that, you know, Dwight offers so much more other than his goals. You know, he's pipped in today with two clinical finishes and has been outstanding.
Going back to the first goal, great technique from Kieran Gibbs to steer that one into the corner, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's something that we highlighted, you know, far post deliveries and the opposite wing back arriving and sending that far post off. And, you know, the delivery from Tosin was excellent, and, you know, his quality to catch it on the full was outstanding.
So the positive overall is the fact that you've got another 3 points, and that's as good as in the playoffs now.
It is, yeah. You know, we obviously got a big sense of pride in terms of our home form. You know, we had us 4-4 at the Hawthorns, and, you know, the fans were right behind us today, and they gave us a huge, huge, huge lift. You know, even when we're 2-1 down, they give us a big, big lift. So yeah, it's nice to carry some momentum through to, you know, the remaining games of the season.
And Ahmed Agassi, you lost very early on. Is that this ongoing issue that you've talked about with him?
It is, yeah. So we need to sit down with the medical staff. You know, in fairness to Ahmed, as soon as I came in at half-time, he came and apologised. He was just frustrated. You know, he's a competitor. He wants to be on the pitch. Doesn't want to come off the pitch. Hence, you know, when he flagged across and signalled across to the bench and to the physios, you know, he didn't want to come off. And, you know, it was one of those things that was a frustrating thing with him, and one we need to most definitely get to the bottom of.
I mean, he sort of refused your hand a little bit, didn't he? But then he went straight down the tunnel. But is there a case now for resting him ahead of the playoffs, do you think?
I've no idea. You know, it's like, as you said, it's an ongoing thing. It's nothing that's you know, over serious. You know, it's something that we need to address. And, you know, one I need to speak to the medical department, you know, within the next 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, and one we need to get to the bottom of. But yeah, I think just more than anything, Ahmed was just you know, frustrated. He had to come off the pitch and leave the pitch. He's a competitor.
And Jair Rodriguez not involved today. Was that you resting him?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was purely we're looking at the bigger picture. And, you know, Jay's gone every game this season. You know, he's had a lot of positivities in terms of, you know, people mentioning how robust he is, and he just churns out performances. So it was an ideal opportunity to rest him today, and thankfully, you know, he's paid off, and Hal contributed really well when he's on the pitch, and Jacob Murphy obviously got the assist for the winner. You know, so and that shows our strength in depth within the squad. So it was an opportunity to rest Jay, and we took that today.
Just finally for me, very quick turnaround now. You got Reading on Monday. You've had a decent point at Bristol City today.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the other results. Haven't paid any attention to them. You know, even before the game, we have the channels off. It's all about the focus for our game. I think they've had an incredible 7 or 8 games. I think Reading, and he's done a magnificent job down there. So it'll be a tough test. They're obviously fighting for their lives, and you know, we've got to make sure we get down there and we're competitive and we're building our performance and building our momentum.